Hello.
Hey, Scott. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
Dan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. Another day in paradise, you know, almost to Friday. So I was just giving you a quick follow-up call. I know I spoke to you in the past regarding Google Guarantee. Do you remember speaking with me?
Is this about the advertising?
Yeah, but it's a upgraded program we offer. Remember the pay-per-lead service that we talked about?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you considered it since the last time we talked?
No, I hadn't even thought about it, man. I didn't even have service till a minute ago.
I heard that happen all through the U.S. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, man, yeah. We got hacked, man. We've been down, and I've got all kinds of calls to make. But
right.
Yep, no, I haven't had a minute.
Okay. Yeah, it was AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon is what I heard. So I'm glad it's back up, though. Crazy.
I know. What was it, a hack or something, you think?
So what I heard, and this is from somebody I work with, but I heard, like, their towers went down or something. But, you know, there's all these conspiracy things online, and, like, who knows what really happened, man. It's crazy.
Right.
So I know you got a bunch of calls to get caught up on. So did you want to like schedule a different day and time to go over this again?
Well, I don't even know that I'm ready for it really, but we can. Yeah, we can do this next week if you want to one day or something.
Yeah, let me get you in the schedule at least. So what day and time next week works best for you?
Okay. Now I mean I'm not even sure I'm going to do this. I've got more now than I can get done, but we'll talk about it. I'll give you a minute. Yeah, if you want to do sometime between 1 and 3 next week.
Okay, 1 and 3. What day typically works best for you?
I can't do Mondays. I can do Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Okay, so let me put you in for Tuesday, and then if you're busy that day, we'll just reschedule for Thursday, you know?
Sounds good.
Awesome. And there's no pressure, right? You could always upgrade to this when you want, but it is the best lead program on the market currently, so it'd be good for you to kind of revisit.
How much do you guys charge for that one? How much is it?
The cost per qualified lead, give me a second, in your notes here.
Oh, it's per lead.
Yes, it's per qualified lead, meaning you have to either schedule an estimate or quote the person in order to be charged. It's $53.33 per qualified lead for the roofing vertical.
That's not bad. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you about it. I got one more question on the thing I have there with my dashboard. When I hit my leads and I listen to them, I play them back. Is there not a way to like clear those out, those old ones, or do they just stay on there?
So you were the last person that asked me that, and I didn't know the question, right? So I actually got the answer. There's no way to clear them, so they kind of just stay in there is how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like, for the whole year? I mean, they don't ever clear?
Yeah, so they'll stay in there, and it's basically for, like, you know, because some companies, right, we have, like, some corporations that have multiple companies. They use them for, like, training purposes, too. You know, so it does store in your dashboard where they're not able to clear. What I could do though, because we have like a company meeting coming up, I could put it in as a suggestion to be able to delete them too. But obviously, that change will take some time. You know,
yeah, or you guys delete them. I mean, after 3 months, because isn't that taking up my memory on my phone?
No, unless you download it to your phone, but it shouldn't take any memory from your phone because it's in the dashboard itself. And our app that we provide you to, it takes zero battery, you know? Like it's a good energy saver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that helps a lot. I didn't know that. I'm glad I asked. I thought it was taking up all my, you know, my storage space, but I guess not. Yeah.
The only way it would take up your storage is if, like, you somehow downloaded it to your phone, but it's not necessary to download because it's all stored in your dashboard, you know?
Right. I'm not downloading it. I'm just keeping it in the dashboard. Okay.
Oh, you're good then.
So
yeah, 0% battery. Yeah.
Okay, good. So, but that would be a good suggestion for you guys if you can throw it out there. You know, after 3 months, I mean, you know, they're kind of dead leads after that long. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not not going to hang on forever.
Right. And it's a newer thing we added like 2 years ago where we even had the recordings, you know? So, you know, obviously it could be up for some updates, you know? So I'll bring it up at the company meeting, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it also gives me things like these are solicitors, like people wanting to come and clean the facility and stuff like that. And I mean, you know, I'm not really, and then heavy industrial sales. I'm not into all that. You know, I'm just looking for homeowners. I'm not looking for, and so, you know, I guess there's no way to, but if we can get some of that off of there, that would probably be good. I don't need to keep hearing all that.
Yeah,
but
so Steve Lyons is the main guy that, like, does the dashboard, like the software for it. So I'll even message him directly, but obviously it'll just take a little while because they got to recode it and stuff to be able to delete it. But I'll put it out there for them for sure.
Okay. All right, man. All right. Well, listen, I'll talk to you next Tuesday then, okay?
Yes, sir. Glad your phone's back up and running.
Okay, yeah, me too, man.
All right, Scott. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.